Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, belated. I'm sure you already celebrated Valentine's Day. But I was at home. Well, no, I wasn't. Let me stop. Hope you had a great Valentine's Day, though. Even though I wish I could have been with some type of good man, I was at home alone. But still, no, I was not. I was with my family. To me, that is home alone because, you know, how you'd rather be with, you know, the opposite sex, but then with your family at all times. So, yeah. How was your Valentine's Day, Jordan? What you doing?
All right, man. I didn't
nothing.
Do nothing.
Wishing you were with Tinashe, Kalani, or Rihanna. But they
I
probably have a Valentine.
Can't say Kalani. I gotta respect Kyrie Irving, Kalani relationship.
Oh, she has a boyfriend. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she old Kyrie Irving. But who played for Cleveland?
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, go Kalani. Hope y'all had a great time. But anyway, y'all, welcome to Ignite at Night. We have a great show for you all today. First, we have to do a Valentine's Day recap. Y'all spend so much money on that. We didn't spend any money. I didn't spend any money. Jordan didn't spend any money, I'm sure, because he didn't have any to spend. So find out how much money y'all spent, because y'all spent a lot of money. Also, the Grammys are tonight. We are going to be talking about that. NBA All-Star Game was yesterday. Definitely got to do my recap. And Kanye West, the king of controversy, is back at it again. Find out what happened. Well, let's talk about the box office. First, we have Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds. It did extremely well. This weekend, it made $132 million. And with President's Day being today, happy President's Day as well, it's going to be estimated to make $150,000 combined with the sales of last weekend and today. And its total worldwide gross is $282 million. So y'all did y'all thing. Coming in at number two, we have Kung Fu Panda. This weekend it made $19 million, bringing its worldwide gross to $262 million. Three, we have How to Be Single. A show with Vanessa and Ambria won the line. They could tell you all about that, but, you know, that made $17 million, which makes its worldwide gross $28 million.
Why can't you do it?
I'm not the king of how to, well, you know, I could, but, you know, they are the super duper pros.
You probably know I'm better than them.
I probably do, but I want to play myself like that. Well, yeah, because I never had a boyfriend. I think they had a few, so whatever. I can't tell you how to be single. Just don't date, I guess. Right? Isn't that right? How else would you not be single? I don't know. Well, coming in at number four, we have Zoolander 2. That's made $13 million, and it's estimated to bring that gross up to $16 million this weekend, which makes its worldwide gross $25 million. There you go. Jordan, what's going on in sports?
Yesterday was All-Star, Kobe Bryant Lance All-Star. And then Paul George almost broke the record. But he missed it by like two or 4 points.
I think it was 1 point. Yeah.
He
did his thing, y'all. That game was absolutely lit. And I watched it that night. It was so amazing. So, Brandon, I'm going to tell you all about that in a minute. But first, exciting news for all of you Harry Potter fans. J.K. Rowling is currently writing another Harry Potter in a series, and it's called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It was originally planned to be a stage play, but she decided to also make it a book. It will be released July 31st, 2016, after the stage play makes its debut. And the book will take place 10 years after Harry Potter defeated Dark Wizard Voldemort at the battle in Hogwarts. I think that's 90 years. It takes like 90 years, 10 years, you know. Same thing. I never actually watched Harry Potter, which is so weird because I hear it's like one of the greatest movies of all time. Have you ever watched it before, Jordan?
Yeah, I saw that at the last two though. I didn't get a chance to watch those.
Is it like really good, like everyone says? It's a good movie saga.
Yeah,
it is. My brother, my grandma brought my brother like the whole box set, so I need to go in there and watch it. Jordan, this book come out July 31st. Do you bootleg books too? Maybe you can get it, you know, in June or something. You know how you do.
Yeah, I know how to get books for free too.
Oh, Lord. Jordan got the book. If y'all want to read The Harry Potter and the Cursed Child before July 31st, hit up Jordan and he'll get it for you. All right. Also, exciting news for all of you Titanic fans. Titanic 2 is coming. Not another movie, but the ship. So it's going to be a cruise line, and it's going to set sail in 2018. The ship is a fully functioning modern replica of Titanic, you know, that, hit a boulder and it sunk and it killed over 1,000 people, almost 2,000 people. My God. It will have many of the original features, including Turkish baths, a squash court, a grand staircase, swimming pools, and it'll have the first, second, and third class tickets for sale. And, it's going to have lifeboats for everyone on board, and the ship will sail from Jingzhou, China to Dubai. That sounds really nice. If I had money, I'd probably go. Would you go on that, Jordan?
No.
Why? You scared it's going to sink?
No. I just don't want to go on it.
I do. I would want to see it. It would be the closest thing to Titanic than the movie that you can actually experience it.
If I do go on it, the boat better not be on shipping off. It better be still right there so I can get on and get off.
Or maybe they could do like tours. Well, they ain't going to do all that. If you want to get on and try to visit it and get off. I've been on one cruise in my life, and it was a fantasy cruise, and it was really fun. I would really love to go on another one. That's actually where Ambria is right out now, so shout out to you, Ambria. We need to go on a cruise. I haven't been on one forever, you know.
I ain't never been
on
one at all.
Shout out to Ambria. You should get on one, especially around like this time. Tickets are cheap. I think my sister found one for like $30, but I would really love to go on another one. We have to plan at Jordan. An Ignite at Night cruise or something. That would be fun, right? Yeah. So we got to plan that. But shout out to Ambria. She's on a cruise right now. I don't know which line. I don't know where she's going, but I know she said she's on a cruise. So shout out to you, girl. I hope you're having fun. Speaking of fun, I know you people did some of you had a great day for Valentine's Day. And it shows by all this money y'all spent. So all the info was coming in. I got the info on how much money y'all spent yesterday, the average amount, how many cards, how many roses, you know, all of that coming up next. So first, here's for you real lovers. Here's a great love song for you, one of my favorite songs of all time. Here is Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever, conversation. Never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. Promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Talk to. I want you just the way you
dedicate to all that to you real lovers out there. But you guys have to know this song is by Billy Joel. Great song, but I want to tell y'all this real quick, how scandalous his first wife was that he wrote that song about her. So his first wife, Elizabeth Weber, he wrote that song for her as a birthday gift, right? After he played that song, put all of his heart, soul, and mind into it, Jordan, guess what the first thing she said right after he performed it for her? This lady said, "Do I get the publishing too?" And she was furious. She did not love him. But more on that, let me tell y'all first of all how they met. So basically, she met him when he was married, of course. Well, when Elizabeth was married, when she met Joel, and of course, Joel didn't know. Not only was she was married to the drummer in Joel's band. Not only was she married to the drummer in Joel's band, but they had a child together, and she didn't care. And actually, Billy Joel attempted suicide twice from the shame of it, because I don't think he knew at first. So, but, you know, whatever, they got together, they got married, and, you know, of course, she got the publishing rights for the song, and she was also Billy Joel's manager, so she was already getting money for that. On top of that, she convinced Billy Joel to bring her brother to the mix for management. And guess how much money, literally, they ripped off of Billy Joel? $30 million. Wow. And finally, I guess when she got it in, she decided to divorce him, but he was still in love with her. And to try to keep her, he agreed to buy her everything she wanted, including a $4 million townhouse in New York, which she did. And then around this time, he crashed his motorcycle, and his hands were smashed, and he's a piano player, so, of course, that's dangerous. And you would think she would visit him in the hospital. Nope. She didn't come to the hospital to comfort him. But when she went to the hospital, like, days later, she pulled out a piece in front of him, which was a contract, telling him to sign everything he had over to her. Now, if that's not the evilest woman I ever heard of, I don't know what is. That's just a plain shame. And there's women like that for real, which makes these more crazy. So, And I heard they reconciled their relationship and I'm back friends, but that is too much for me to handle. And that's how some of y'all girls are on Valentine's Day. But let's get into this Valentine's Day. So basically, Jordan, me and you both had nobody while everybody was out whining and dying and getting all lovey-dovey.
I do have
some. Who? Kehlani, Rihanna, Tinashe, which one? Or were all three?
Tinashe and my fantasy.
Okay, yeah, Tinashe. Just like I had Biggie Simmons in my dreams and Justin Bieber together. A little Oreo. Okay, I'm going to stop. But anyway, let me tell you first about, I did some research and I found the dark origin of how Valentine's Day came about. And this is really creepy, so listen to this. From February 13th through 15th, the Romans back in the day, they celebrated the Feast of Lupercalia, where men sacrificed a goat and a dog, then whipped women with the hides of the animals that they had killed. And the Romans were drunk and naked, and actually young women would line up for the men to hit them because they thought it would make them fertile. And this whole event included a matchmaking lottery where men drew the names of women from a jar, and the couple would be together for the duration of the festival, or longer if they were a match. And Emperor Claudius II executed two men, both named Valentine, on February 14th in different years. And they were honored by the Catholic Church with the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. So, yes, guys, that is the day we are celebrating that you guys didn't know anything about. Men hitting women and people being killed named Valentine. And, yeah, that's why we celebrate, which is weird because a lot of y'all didn't know that. But, yeah, that's the truth. If that's not enough, let me tell you how much money y'all spent. So statistics have come in, and I got to stop this music. The statistics have come in for how much money y'all spent yesterday on Valentine's gifts. Jordan, can I get a drum roll, please? Okay, I'll just like. Okay. You guys spent a total of $18.9 billion yesterday on gifts. Whatever. Varying from, well, not just on gifts, it varies from roses to, well, that's a gift. I mean, like dinner and stuff. $18.9 billion was spent yesterday on Valentine's Day. The average amount. What?
I was about to say, I feel like Valentine's like another birthday for females. Females got like 4 days, like four birthdays.
That may be true. Oh, but let me keep going. The average amount spent yesterday was $142.31. A total of 180 million cards were exchanged. 198 million roses were too. And approximately, on average, 11,000 kids were conceived. All of you October babies, going to be a new baby boom, looks like it. And a statistic has shown that 53% of women said they would end the relationship if they didn't get anything for Valentine's Day. That's so true. I feel like women do that for real. And that's the thing.
If you know, do that, I mean, they never love
it. It do. Oh, and I have a great story. I'm going to break it down to all you people so that you can learn how not to get played. How you know if a girl wants you or she's just using you to get that gift on Valentine's Day and stuff. So you know how women are. They got to get someone to call their lover so they can, you know, get some gifts and, you know, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to break it down to y'all what men do and what women do. But first, here is a song for all of you people, how these scandalous people think. Here is Someone to Call My Lover. Somebody. That's how people are for real. I get tired of seeing people who act like they can't live without a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's like, get a life. But anyway, in my little 17 years of being here on Earth, I came up with a perfect theory, guys, and I want you to listen to this. How scandalous men and women are. So first, men, especially black ones, sorry, but y'all know how y'all are, they get with the big females, the kind of fat females, you know, and vice versa, you know, the females, they give the hefty men. And I feel like with people, you usually get, or okay, wait, you don't even have to be fat, but most of them are fat ones, or you're probably there, feel like you're very unattractive, maybe, you know. The people, they usually get with you in the beginning or the middle of November. And they get with you in the beginning or November because, you know, next month we all know it's Christmas time. So they want to kind of get with you then to kind of build the relationship so you won't think they're using you, but really they are. So, yeah, you build that time. Then come around Christmas, you give them a big Christmas gift. And they stay with you until Valentine's Day so they can get another good gift. Then they may break up with you around March or April, depending on their birthday. That's another fact. If they have a birthday definitely coming up, yeah, they're going to stay with you and then break up with you after that. Now, more than likely, they'll usually break up with you around April because, you know, it's spring break time. They can find another hot man or hot girl, you know, and they can start the process all over again. And that's my little theory. I feel like that's what most people do. My little years of research, what I've saw and what I've heard, I think that is what many women do, and they do, which is a shame. Yeah. What you think about my little theory, Jordan? You do? Why? What's wrong about my theory?
I think it's supposed to be the opposite around.
What you mean? I'm telling the truth. This is what they do during Valentine's Day, you know.
I thought they break up with their girl before Valentine's come, like around January, and they'd be like, oh, I'm gonna start a new life.
Because if you stay with the person, like, after Christmas, they could be like, oh, I'm so in love. We've been going out for so long. So Valentine's Day, they buy you an over-the-top gift, you know. So that's why I
think
you stay with you. No, it doesn't. If you've been with somebody for so long,
some people don't like spending money.
Some
people don't like spending money, so they break up. They wait till, like, March. Or April to get a girlfriend.
We're talking about the scandalous ones with the fat man or the unattractive man who the beautiful women get with just to get money. They'll spend money on a pretty girl, and vice versa. That's how it usually is. If I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times.
I don't see everybody like that.
Not everybody, but so many people. So many people, not everyone, Jordan. So
it's some.
It is a lot of people. Okay, a good amount of people do that. A good amount. A lot of scandalous
some.
People.
Some.
All right, Jordan. Some. Anyway, so hopefully you guys are my theory. So if you think I'm a little tricky, check your girl. If you got with your girl around the beginning or in the middle of November, you know, or in, you know, recheck her and make sure she's really for you. Vice versa. Checking to make sure the man's really for you, whatever. But yeah. Anyway, here's another song for all of you women who are, you know, men and women. You need to find another lover. Just like you need a hole in your hair for being so naive. Oh my gosh, how could you not see that girl playing you? I'm just kidding, but you know, come on. Check to make sure she's not playing you. Like Jordan was with that Mexican girl. He played her. He spent all her money, and then...
Who are you talking about? I don't know who you talking about.
Was that you or your brother with that Mexican girl?
What Mexican girl?
One of y'all had a Mexican girlfriend. And my conclusion is she took all the cash and just ran. A hit and run. That's what I call it. It's called a hit and run. Whatever. Here's Prince, another lover.
And you don't bend or the soul.
Yes, for all of you. Get another lover. You need another lover. Don't let the girl play you like that. Okay. So that was another lover hole you had by Prince, My Valentine. You know who's my Valentine? Jesus was my Valentine all day, every day. God is love. Jesus is love. Had a great day. But anyway, exciting news for all of you Bad Boys fans. So, yes, it has been confirmed. Bad Boys 3 is happening. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence will be on the screen together again. And the director for the film, Joey, shared some images, you know, for it. So, we're ready. He basically confirmed it, so they're, like, in the process of shooting and stuff now. So, very excited for that. It will be released next year, 2017. I can't wait to see that. I would love to see that. But yeah, we got to talk about this NBA All-Star game yesterday. What? Oh, my. I loved it. It was in Toronto, Canada for the first year. It was a great venue. Just everything about it was great. The starting lineup for the East was LeBron James, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, and Kyle Lowry. For the West, starting lineup was Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry, and Russell Westbrook. Also, you had Chris Paul, James Harden, and just more people from a lot of teams. So in the first quarter, the East was winning. So the East was winning at first, and then the West, you know, we had to stop playing with y'all folks, and we quickly got back on top. Now, this is weird for me. My team is usually from the East. I'm, like, on the Eastern side, but I still, like, go for the West for some reason. Who do you be going for, Jordan, East or West?
I went for the West. I go for the Knicks, though, but I went for the West because they had a better lineup, better roster.
I don't even do it because of the lineup. This is just I've always liked, you know, the West better, like, because, you know, both of my teams, the Warriors and, you know, OKC, they're both on it. So those are my favorite teams. So, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are just, I love them together. They just need to be on the team forever. They are the most amazing players.
I'm gonna remember what you said. You said your team, OKC and Warriors. So when Kevin Durant leave the OKC and come to the Knicks, don't come on our bandwagon.
Oh no, I go with Kevin Durant because you like the LeBron James fan with the Cavaliers. No, but seriously, I do love OKC as a whole team. They're all, just like the Warriors, not just because of Stephen Curry, but, you know, they're all young and they're God-fearing, and I love the whole aura of the team. So I would still go for the team, but I'm going to be with Kevin Durant regardless. So. And Kevin Durant says he loves Oklahoma. He doesn't want to move. I can't imagine what's out there. I'm just glad I live in Atlanta, the city, so we'll see. But in my opinion, we know this was Kobe's last year, and they did a lot of tributes to him. The game ain't going to be the same without Kobe. I'm just thinking about it. It's going to be, like, sad when he leaves. It's like, oh, Kobe, like, that's like a household name. Like, I will miss Kobe. So, he had a great last game. But Russell Westbrook stole the show. I mean, to me, he stole the show. Seriously. He kept making point after
yesterday
point after
show.
Point to me. Huh?
I said yesterday's show.
Yeah, he stole the show. To me, Russell Westbrook is one of the greatest players. He always, like, does a phenomenal job. Every time he plays, he does a phenomenal job. So, I love Russell Westbrook. He was once again named All-Star MVP, so he basically got a back-to-back, like Drake. Hey, he scored 31 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. What were you saying, Jordan?
I was gonna say Zach LaVine and Aaron Gooden. They stole the show. The overall NBA All Star.
I mean, that's something Russell Westbrook did. Thing Russell Westbrook, he was my favorite still. It's just something about his energy.
I'm trying to say he stole one night, but Zach LaVine and Aaron, they stole the whole All Star.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but you know Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook he don't be playing. He always comes to play. So I love Russell Westbrook. Shout out to his girlfriend, Nina Earl. She's beautiful. They're a beautiful couple. But yeah.
So he was married.
And Westbrook's He set an all-time record high for most points in All-Star game history with 196 points, according to my research. So, congratulations, Russell. Great game. Kobe, we'll miss you. All right, the Grammys come on tonight on CBS at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So many performances. We have Adele, Kendrick Lamar, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, and more. All of those people will be nominated also for Grammys, except for Adele, and because you guys know her album, 25, it missed the October deadline. It came out on November 20th, so she didn't get this round of nominations, but next year, trust me, it's going to be all about Adele. We'll see. Also, Lady Gaga will be doing a tribute to David Bowie, Chris Stapleton, Gary Clark Jr., and Bonnie will play tribute to B.B. King, Luke Bryan, John Legend, Demi Lovato, and Meghan Trainor will perform with Lionel Richie. And I think this is to promote his Vegas residency show. Such a big deal. Also, a group I never heard of, Hollywood Vampires. Have you ever heard of them, Jordan?
Probably did. I can't remember.
But listen to the lineup, which I was shocked. Features Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, and Joe Perry. When did Johnny Depp start singing? I don't remember that, but so I'm definitely going to be stoked to see that performance. That should be great. And LL Cool J will be hosting, of course, and, you know, Clive Davis. A lot of celebrities spent their Valentine's Day at Clive Davis's Grammy party. Basically, everybody nominated was there and more, so we had a great time. Predictions. Kendrick Lamar said to have a great controversial performance, so I can't wait to see him. I would love to see Justin Bieber win a Grammy. And what about you, Jordan? What's your predictions for tonight?
I want to see Kalani get one.
Kalani? Yep. Oh, is she nominated for Best New Artist or something?
I think so. They had Unplugged on her mixtape as a nominee.
Oh, go Kalani. Hope you get that thing, girl.
I think it's she was the first. She was the first to do that. Have a mixtape nominee.
Yeah, to have a
nominee.
Mixtape nominated, because I never heard of a mixtape being nominated. So go Kalani. Go Kalani. Go Kalani. Okay, I'm stopped. And then, also, we're back to the controversy king. Let's talk about Kanye West. So, this should be interesting. I would love to see. But he basically dissed Taylor Swift again. So, y'all know he released his album, Pablo, and on it, it has the song called Famous. And he basically claimed to have put Taylor Swift on the map and added that he might sleep with her. But you got his lyrics. He said, I feel like me and Taylor Swift might still have sex. Why? I made that itch famous. I ain't trying to throw shade, but I slick agree with Kanye West because I really did not know who Taylor Swift was until he jumped on stage with her. I feel like he did help her career, honestly, tell you the truth. What about you? Do you feel like he helped her career? Because I do.
No, I knew Taylor Swift was, well, Kanye West even did that.
Mm.
I think Kanye West did that. He had asked her, so can he do it? Like, talk about her on his album. And she said, yeah. So her brother got mad and threw away his music.
Well, I didn't hear that. That may be true. But we'll see. But Kanye, I'm with you on this. I love you. Taylor Swift, I really do love you. But I really did not know who you were until Kanye West jumped on stage. And I'm sure many people didn't either, so that's a good thing. Controversy helps people out. Like with Zendaya, I didn't know Zendaya. The whole controversy with Aaliyah role, that helped Zendaya out a lot, you know. I knew
people
she was, but a lot of other people didn't.
People had to know who Taylor Swift was if she wanted Media of the Year.
I mean, they did know, but I think it crossed her over to like a black audience. Like, that's real. I started bumping Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, who's this girl? And I was, then after he jumped on stage, her performance, and I was like, okay, Taylor. But if it wasn't, you know, he didn't, I probably wouldn't pay too attention. But anyway, you know, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift are best friends, so she told SiriusXM everybody has their own opinion. At the end of the day, you can just do what you do. She's killing it, and she's kind of always been. Now, she said kind of, so that means she's agreed with Kanye West, too. So we'll leave it at that. But hopefully that's what you said, Jordan. Also, you know, I didn't know this, but Kanye West claimed that Taylor Swift wanted him to go on stage with Beck when he won Album of the Year last year, when he almost pulled another one like that. So how true that is, I don't know. Maybe just. All I know is Kanye West is in debt. Jesus. So y'all got to hear this story. Kanye West, I didn't hear that. I'm going to tell you what I did. So Kanye West went on Twitter and tweeted, "I write this to you, my brothers, while I'm still $53 million in personal debt. Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart." And he tried to reach out to the Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever, I don't know how to say his last name. Mark Zuckerberg, I guess, and the founder of Google. But this is what he said to Mark Zuckerberg. He said, "Mark Zuckerberg." I feel like I'm not saying his last name right, but I don't know how to say it. "Mark Zuckerberg, invest $1 billion into Kanye West ideas." That's what Kanye West said. He also said, "Mark," I'll just say Mark Z. He said, "Mark Z, I know it's your B-day, but can you please call me by tomorrow?" Then he said, "World, please tweet, FaceTime, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got to do to get Mark to support me. I don't have enough resources to create what I really can. Mark, I am publicly asking you for help. One of the coolest things you could ever do is to help me in my time of need, and I will always respect you for that, and the world will love you." Also, he tweeted the founder of Google, Larry Page. He said, "Hey, Larry Page, I'm down for your help, too. All you do is in San Fran play rap music in your homes, but you never help the real artists. You rather open up one school in Africa like you really help the country. If you want to help, help me. Paul, the most powerful messenger of the first century, now we stand here 20 centuries later because he was a traveler. Please forgive the profanity and give hugs and blessings to my brother Kirk for standing by me in a few hours. The journey begins." I guess he was talking about Kirk Franklin. But, yeah, he kept going on. He said, "I will have over 100 Grammys before I die," and just all this stuff. So we'll see. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune in to the Grammys tonight. Listen to our show tomorrow. Have a great day. Peace out.